It's Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, 2008.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a podcast dedicated to the shortwave pirate radio scene. Hey, we got a pretty good show for you this time, this Memorial Day. We have several pirate in the news stories. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have several off-air recordings this week. A couple of them are going to be a little bit long. We have a lot of good material this last week. We got the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio and a couple closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's the Pirates Week.
Pirates in the News.
Well, let's start right off into Pirates in the News, and we got several stories for you this week. First up, let's start off with a Hong Kong pirate. We haven't talked much about the actually we got several things going over in the Far East. Starting off with the Hong Kong pirate, the Office of Telecommunications Authority is investigating the suspected use of unlicensed radio equipment during a transmission detected on 102.8 megahertz on May 18th. The office is also probing two similar cases on April 20th and May 4th. That's a pirate in Hong Kong. Actually, they have quite a bit of activity over there, and as such, a constitutionality hearing on the issue will be heard in the Court of Appeals September 10th to the 12th. Pending a higher court's decision, people should exercise restraint using the pirate airwave. And I'll link to that news story on the blog www.piratesweek.info. Continuing on, this is coming from the Shortwave at DX blog. The Beeb did a program last week on Radio Nova called Bring Back Radio Nova. Now, it aired in Ireland last Wednesday, but you can find it on YouTube. And actually, here's a quick listen to the promo of Bring Back Radio Nova.
You say to anybody of our age, you know, Radio Nova, they know immediately what you're talking about.
Nova was a better station in terms of programming, and ultimately all that comes down to is listenership.
We're getting crucified, to be honest. Everybody is listening to Radio Nova.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air.
Yeah, Bring Back Radio Nova aired last Wednesday in Ireland, but you can find most of it on YouTube, actually. Okay, continuing on, hey, we have a short little clip here from the International Radio Report. You know, China had that big, huge earthquake last week, and they're still doing cleanup and recovery over there. And, of course, they're using the shortwave frequencies for emergency use. So here's a plea from Janis to stay off certain frequencies that's being used over there. And if you remember, especially during the wintertime, signals on, well, around 6925 do tend to, or actually it's 6950, I believe, 6955, do come in over the pole. And we can hear China on that area of the band. So they're definitely hearing us. So here's a plea from Janice to stay off certain frequencies that some people may be interfering with during the recovery operations in China.
All right, in China, since the earthquake has occurred in Sichuan province, they have been ham radio operators have been using the rescue radio and helping people out, communications all over China. And they would like the frequencies to be given out for people to stay clear of these frequencies unless you're in China providing emergency services with the ham radio. Chinese Radio Sports Association requests that hams worldwide stay clear of 7.050 megahertz, 7.060, and 14.270 megahertz, so that these frequencies can be used for emergency communications in Sichuan province. So please, all hams and pirates and anybody else, please stay off these frequencies. 7050-7060-14270. So that the ham radio operators in China can continue their emergency services, helping out the Red Cross and other organizations still saving lives in China.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
With that, it's time to get into some of the forum postings around the internet, starting off like we always do with the free radio network. That's frn.net/vines. Pat Murphy starts us off this week with his periodic scolding to only post loggings in the loggings section on the FRN. From now on, Pat will not only nuke your post, but will automatically ban you and won't let you play on the boards until he receives an email from you stating, quote, "I'm a jackass, and I'm sorry I posted a non-loggings post in the logging section, and I won't do it again. Ever." And you will get your posting privileges back again after you send him that specific email. Old DXer asks if there is any contact information for Radio Conelrad, and does anyone know if they QSL? Old DXer also notes that Liquid Radio does not use any mail drop, so the only way to contact him is via email when requesting QSLs. Crackers posts that his transmitter arrived was popular this week. A nice big photo of it. He reports he has a 10-watt carrier modulating between 25 and 35 watts. AJ Michael needs advice on reception problems. Apparently, his dad's new plasma screen television is creating a bunch of RF noise. A few suggestions were made: the use of ferrite beads on the power cord and plugging your receiver into a different circuit in the house that the offending device is on. Zane Radio also supplied a link to an old FRN topic about common mode noise RFI. And the suggestion of switching to a dipole antenna was also made. Now, finally, I.O. Snopes waded in with his suggestion of using a loop antenna to null out the offending noise. And Pat Murphy posts that the craziness going on over there at 14275 is okay to post in the logging section. Radio Maple Leaf replies it's been going on for some time. And actually, I think Crackers mentioned that, you know, why are we even listening to that? Over on the LPFM section, Radio Brandy links to the story we talked about last week that Wired has a wiki on setting up a pirate radio station and points on how to get away with it. Gristle also links to the Pirate Radio Survival Guide by Group 42. Actually, that's how I started off looking at that Pirate Radio Survival Guide. Really helped me out trying to figure out how to put an audio pad together. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 641, dated May 24th, 2008. Stations being heard this last week include Captain Morgan, Conelrad Radio, MAC Shortwave, Radio for the Common Man, The Crystal Ship, The Wave, a relay of WMJR, and Wolverine Radio. QSLs being received this last week include from the Crystal Ship, Old DXer received a QSL package and a eQSL package from Liquid Radio. Sea Lord and Lex also received packages from the Crystal Ship.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, you know what that means. It's time now for some off-air recordings. We're going to check the frequency really quick here and see if anybody's on air. It's Monday, about 12:30 UTC. No, nothing on 6925. Okay, we got a bunch of off-air recordings, and some of them are going to be, I'm going to let them run a little longer than typical. Starting off, Radio Conelrad, 6925.2 upper sideband, the 22nd of May, around 0014 to 018, SINPO 45343, Radio Conelrad. We have another Conelrad program for you. This is Conelrad Cafe. Sea Lord recorded this, 6925 upper sideband with a 444 SIO, recorded May 23rd, last Friday, around 0055 on upper sideband. Take a listen to the Conelrad Cafe.
Fujiyama Mama by blues artist Anastine Allen from 1955 with the Howard Biggs Orchestra. Of course, a couple of years later, that song was popularized by rockabilly artist Wanda Jackson, who was inspired to record the song after hearing Allen's version on a jukebox while she was still in high school. Before that, we heard Flying Saucer Boogie by Eddie Cleetro. Next, we're going to go into Herb Silbrick, Counter Spy by Bob Newhart.
I want to tell you about a show which was on. It was, I wrote Three Lines, you know, that Herb Silbrick song, where he used to talk to himself under his breath all the time.
Next up, Captain Morgan, 6924.7, upper side band, 52408, around 2030 or so, SINPO 32323. Audio is somewhat garbled, and actually this is where Captain was having some problem. And I don't play this to highlight the issues he was having, but for the brief seconds he shorts out, you can hear the unidentified station underneath. Take a listen to Captain Morgan with having some issues and the unidentified underneath with a AM signal.
Captain Morgan. That's right. You're in the fight zone with Captain Morgan on 6.925 AM. Well, place your reception report on the FRN Aces. That's right, on the FRN Aces. You're in the zone. QSA, a reception report. You know who you are. It's on the way, it's on the way. Fire Zone with Captain Morgan. It's Hi, so, Captain Morgan. It's on the way. Fire zone with Captain Morgan.
Like I said, I didn't play that clip to highlight the issues Captain Morgan was having, but you could hear that unidentified underneath his station when he was cutting out. Now, that unidentified turned out to be Radio First Termer, 6925 Upper Sideband, around 210-SINPO-24332, a weak signal that was, like I said, obliterated by Captain Morgan, but turned out to get in the clear after the captain signed off. And here, take a listen. This is about 3 minutes long. Dave Rabbit's thanking everyone who has made his shows possible since this is the Memorial Day holiday. I'm going to let this play out for the whole 3 minutes or so. This is Radio First Termer, Iraq.
First Termer, New Life from the Ashes. David Zeiger with Sir No Sir. Corey Beat with About Radio. Dave O, Bob, and Frank from the Fighting 15th. Pat and all the members of the Free Radio Network, FRN. Ragnar and Pirates Week. Alex, the Pirate VXer. The Worldwide Pirate Radio Network. Simon, Bill, and Mark from AboveTopSecret.com. Johnny and Brian from Podomatic.com. My brothers and sisters of the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines, as well as all of our military allies around the world who stand opposed, put their lives on the line and tell each of us, nothing is going to happen to you on my watch. My wife, kids, grandkids, and friends who have always encouraged and supported me. Without question, all my fans around the world who have kept the legacy of Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer alive by propagating the original show for over 35 years. And the one individual who was most responsible for resurrecting Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer by making it an internet phenomenon. My agent, and the creator of the official Radio First Termer homepage, Will Snyder. And finally, as we begin a new era for Radio First Termer, with a new team, boldly going beyond the limits of sanity and good taste, but dedicated to just one thing, our primary mission of Radio First Termer, to unselfishly serve and entertain our troops that are in harm's way, my partners in crime, my co-host, Charlie Cooper and Madeira. That takes care of the ones that are alive. This is dedicated to all the brave men and women. as well as those that were MIAs and POWs. Your sacrifices will never be forgotten.
Okay, let's get one last one in here. This is going to be MAC Shortwave, 6950 AM, the 25th of May. Now, this is recorded by Sea Lord around 0400. Says this was a good signal with some fading. Some good sounding audio. Take a listen to MAC.
Boy, that was something, all right. I tell you, it must be really good, huh?
I think so.
This is Paul Starr, and you are listening to MAC.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here?
Well, it's time now for the propagation forecast, coming like it typically does from This Week in Amateur Radio.
This week, several new sunspots appeared for 5 days, but they were all leftover spots from Cycle 23, not new Cycle 24 spots. But this is okay, because at the sunspot minimum, we appreciate any spots we can get. May 16th through the 20th saw daily sunspot numbers of 34, 23, 30, 28, and 23. Keep in mind that a sunspot number of 34 does not mean there were 34 sunspots last Friday. Instead, the numbers represent a somewhat arcane calculation that accounts for the number of sunspot groups and the size of each group. The count gets 10 points for each sunspot group and 1 point for each spot within the groups. The designation of these different areas within the groups seemingly somewhat arbitrary to a layman such as myself. So 34 could mean there are three darkened areas, with one of them counting as two spots, the other two just one each. Presumably the same number would describe the sun with two darkened areas facing Earth, and each counting for seven spots. 30 plus 4 is the same as 20 plus 14, but this week there were three areas. For at least a couple of weeks, the U.S. Air Force and the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center forecast a planetary A index of 25 for May 21st. But on May 20th, the prediction was downgraded to 15. The actual planetary A index for that day was 13, while the mid-latitude A index was 9, and Alaska College A index taken near Fairbanks was 19. The earlier number was based on an expectation of returning coronal holes and solar wind streams, which proved to be weaker than expected. Currently, they expect quiet geomagnetic conditions and another prediction for a planetary A index of 25 just before the start of summer on June 17th. Geophysical Institute Prague calls for unsettled conditions on May 23rd and 24th, quiet to unsettled May 25th, quiet May 26th, quiet to unsettled again on May 27th and 28th, and unsettled for May 29th.
Well, I have some other radio news that you may be interested in. Riley Hollingsworth plans to retire again. Take a listen to this from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Special counsel in the FCC Spectrum Enforcement Division, Riley Hollingsworth, has announced plans to retire from the FCC later this year. My intention, Hollingsworth told the ARRL, is to head out in July, assuming the results of the second round of PAVPAW's 440 repeater monitoring in California presents no complications. It has been a privilege to work with and for the amateur radio licensees and the land mobile frequency coordinators. I am extremely fortunate to work for two wonderful groups of people, those at headquarters in the Enforcement Bureau and for the amateur radio operators. Hollingsworth had planned to retire earlier this year, but changed his mind, saying, "There were several issues on the table that I wanted to continue to work through with the amateur community." While his successor has not been named, he was quick to point out that the FCC's amateur radio enforcement program will continue. Hollingsworth said he considered it an honor to have given something back to the incredible enjoyment and benefits that amateur radio has given me since age 13. And to every one of the thousands of you that thanked us for our work, many of whom waited for long periods after a forum or radio meeting just to come up and express appreciation for what the FCC was doing in enforcement. You have no idea how much that was appreciated every single time. It sure wasn't a 9-to-5 job, but it was a gift and a daily joy to work for the best group of people on Earth. Hollingsworth told the ARRL he was so very impressed with the young people who are involved with amateur radio. To the very young amateur radio operators I met at Dayton who have dreams of being scientists and astronauts and communications engineers, we will be pulling for you. I have a strong feeling we won't be disappointed. The amateur radio service is part of the American heritage, and I am going to stay as actively involved as I possibly can. Thank you all for working tirelessly to provide the only fail-safe communication system on Earth and for helping this country keep its lead in science and technology. What an incredible gift it has been to work with you every day, and how fortunate we are to love the magic of radio.
And you are probably also aware that there is a movie being made on offshore pirate radio over in the UK, and now comes word that filming has begun on that movie.
Offshore radio ships have returned to the British waters, but this time with the full permission of the authorities. A 50-year-old lightship has joined a 44-year-old former standby vessel in Weymouth Bay on the south coast of England to play the parts of pirate radio ships in the new comedy film The Boat That Rocked. Filming, which will also involve a number of chartered motorboats with a 1960s look, will take place over the next 2 months. The film about the fictitious station Radio Rock is written and directed by Richard Curtis, and its cast includes Philip Seymour Hoffman and Kenneth Branagh.
And finally, the worldwide audience for U.S. shortwave broadcasting tops 175 million people. I wonder how many of those is pirate listeners.
U.S. international broadcasting now reaches over 175 million people weekly, up from 155 million in 2007, and a 75% increase since 2001. Broadcast Board of Governors BBG Chairman James Glassman announced the new global audience estimate on May 15th in a speech delivered at the Heritage Foundation. There are still huge expanses of the planet where governments keep the truth from their citizens, even when the truth can save their lives. What we do is needed more than ever. Our broadcasters provide provocative, accurate, supportive, high-quality content. BBG broadcasters include The Voice of America, VOA, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, RFE/RL, the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, Alhura TV and Radio Sawa, Radio Free Asia, RFA, and the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Radio and TV Marti. In his speech, Glassman pointed to the recent events in Burma and Tibet. VOA and RFA warned the Burmese people of the potential severity of Cyclone Nargis days before the official Burmese media, and both broadcasters provided breaking news coverage of pro-democracy protests in Tibet in March and the subsequent Chinese crackdown. The BBG Global Audience Estimate is based on measured audiences from independent surveys conducted worldwide in accordance with industry standard research methods. Audience gains in Indonesia, Nigeria, and Syria in particular helped drive the increase.
Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week, a special Memorial Day edition of the Pirates Week. So in closing, hey, what did we learn this last week? Well, we learned that Pat must be off his donut and is getting back to his old self. What are the chances I could get an audio clip of Pat screaming, "Get off my yard, darn kids"? We also learned this week that the best pirate radios have a little Snokestein spirit in them, and that I.O. Snopes believes he doesn't know everything. And if you're out just having a good time this week, you know, probably out barbecuing, listening to the radio, just enjoying your freedoms in general this Memorial Day, you should go out and thank a vet, because they're the ones that have stood up and had made your freedoms possible. Thank you to all who have served. That's it for this edition of the Pirates Week. www.piratesweek.info. I will see you next week, and thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I want to take this opportunity to personally thank a few groups and individuals for being my inspiration and support over the last 35 years. First, my original partners in Saigon, Pete Sadler and Nugent. You two were my secret weapon. Next, the individuals and organizations who gave, like the Phoenix, Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer, new life from the ashes. David Zeiger with Sir No Sir. Corey Dietz with About Radio. Dave O, Bob, and Frank from the Fighting 15th. Pat and all the members of the Free Radio Network, FRN. Ragnar and Pirates Week. Alex, the Pirate DXer. The Worldwide Pirate Radio Network. Simon, Bill, and Mark from AboveTopSecret.com. Johnny and Brian from Podomatic.com. My brothers and sisters of the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines, as well as all of our military allies around the world who stand a post, put their lives on the line, and tell each of us, nothing is going to happen to you on my watch. My wife, kids, grandkids, family, and friends who have always encouraged and supported me. Without question, all my fans around the world who have kept the legacy of Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer alive by propagating the original show for over 35 years. And the one individual who was most responsible for resurrecting Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer by making it an internet phenomenon, my agent, webmaster, and friend, and the creator of the official Radio First Termer homepage, Will Snyder. And finally, as we begin a new era for Radio First Termer, with a new team, boldly going beyond the limits of sanity and good taste, but dedicated to just one thing, our primary mission of Radio First Termer, to unselfishly serve and entertain our troops that are in harm's way, my partners in crime, my co-host, Charlie Cooper and Nadira. That takes care of the ones that are alive. This is dedicated to all the brave men and women who have died serving their country, as well as those that are MIAs and POWs. Your sacrifices will never be forgotten. Ever.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.